Okay, so it's Saturday the 29th of January 2011, and I woke up this morning about 6:15, and just got ready for work really. Julie was coming with me as well, so got stuff sorted, had breakfast and stuff, and then left the house about 8 o'clock. Took the Focus today because needed its battery sort of recharging a little bit. It hasn't been out much, so that helped it, because it's been really, really cold and absolutely freezing again today. It's the wind chill, that's the factor, so big issue. But when we got there, briefed the team, had a chat to Ashley and Nesha about making them a peer group meeting team leaders, and they enjoyed the idea of that. And also nominated Rich Edwards and Mel as well. So got a few people on that, which would be really, really good. Then started off the day, being track control, so I did various different duties in there. And then at lunchtime, got ready to call the Silver Arrows. Had Nick Mango on that, and then Cliff in it, James Wigby and Ollie Milroy. And that went all right. That was all good. Another thing that we did just before Silver Arrows and also afterwards was 300 SL Gullwing passenger rides, which went really well. And actually in the afternoon, when Piers was driving around it, it's been quite a murky day and really cloudy and just grim, you know, general grim. And there was a little gap in the cloud, really small little gap of the cloud, and like a dead straight down ray of sunshine straight over the Gullwing. I got a picture of it on my phone. It's quite far in the distance, but I'll put it up here. And it looked amazing. It's like some sort of godly beam of light. So that looked pretty cool. And I did passenger rides as well throughout the day, the drivers. And then we wrapped up the track once it got dark, around 4:30. The AIs kept going round on their normal stuff, and I went down to see the desk as well. And I think they've had a good day. They've got a good team there at the moment. So all good stuff. We did the figures and everything. Got the day wrapped up, and then got in the car ready to come back home. Left work about 6:20, something like that, and then got home around 7 o'clock-ish. stretched the legs a little bit, and then Claire and May came over, and we watched some TV, watched a bit of Alan Partridge on DVD, then a bit of Red Dwarf, and then this Gypsy Wedding thing, which is quite bizarre. So quite a fun evening. Anyway, that's it for me today. That's until next time. Goodbye now.